The plan to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act by the GOP-led Congress includes tax credits for people to buy insurance policies. The Republican House plan forbids anyone from using the tax credits to buy an insurance plan that covers abortions. Bill Hammond, the health policy analyst for the budget watchdog group, the Empire Center, says that could lead to a huge political clash with New York State's laws.
The glitch is that New York State has a rule that says all insurance has to cover abortion. Not only does it have to cover abortion, it has to cover it without copays, coinsurance, or deductibles.
There is a carve-out in New York's abortion coverage requirement for Catholic-run health plans. Fidelis Care, which is the largest health care plan on the New York Health Exchange, set up under Obamacare, does not pay for abortion services, but under a special arrangement, the state pays for the coverage. Hammond says if the plan in Congress were to become law, and that's unclear at this point, and New York state law stayed the same, something would have to give.
Either the state would have to back down on its rule and allow other health, figure out a similar arrangement for other health insurance companies similar to what Fidelis Care has, or Congress would have to back down on its requirement.
If the federal law were to happen with no changes in New York on abortion coverage requirements, then New Yorkers could be in the position that those who need to buy insurance on the health exchange would be limited to just one plan.
I don't believe that anybody would be happy with that.
Democrats in the state legislature say that conflict won't occur because, they say, Congress's current plan is not going to be implemented in New York without major changes. Assemblyman Richard Gottfried is the Health Committee chair.
New York is not about to sit still and have coverage for the full range of reproductive care taken away from New Yorkers.
Senator Liz Krueger says since the state already has in place alternative options for guaranteeing all reproductive health care is covered, it would not be difficult to expand that to cover services that the federal plan wouldn't pay for.
And I can't imagine that New York State wouldn't continue to make sure if the federal government is saying no on A, B, and C, we, the state of New York, would make sure that we created a wraparound form of policy to guarantee women and their families access to all and full reproductive and family planning services.
Senator Krueger and other Democrats say if Congress follows through with plans to cut funding to Planned Parenthood, they want the state to make up the difference. The Democrats held a press conference to react to Congress's plan and to propose that the state go it alone and set up a single-payer system. Assemblyman Gottfried has long been an advocate.
The only way a progressive state like New York can really afford to undo the enormous damage that Washington is going to be doing is by achieving the enormous savings that moving to a single-payer, improved Medicare for All system will deliver to us.
Republicans who run the state Senate have so far not been in favor of a single-payer health plan. Governor Cuomo has not offered an opinion. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.